their own uniqueness. So we are standing by to see what happens. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Rick.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. There was no beat that came in. So, Rick, you're on with me. Why don't you introduce yourself, your name, your company, and what is it that you do? There'll probably be some other people joining us.
Okay, great. Yeah, my name is Rick Meekins. I'm with Epiphany Business Solutions. We're a small business solutions provider, focusing mainly on planning, be it startup planning, organizational planning, and strategic planning, taking companies through, I guess, what we call three phases of evolution, the existence, evolution, and emergence for small businesses.
Okay. So what's new and exciting for your business? What's happening with you?
We're actually working on putting together a workshop series. And what we're going to focus on is leadership and helping them with the whole decision-making process and just finding, ways to do it. So, the whole strategic thinking about the business is an ongoing process. It's not just one of those gut level or panic mode occurrences in the business. You know, something changes in the marketplace, someone quits, you know, whatever happens. I mean, these things just happen. And the leader that's able to embrace these changes and make the appropriate responses quickly is going to be the leader that's going to be most successful. So sometime in January and February, we'll be launching that workshop.
Okay. And so you're in my social network. What makes, there's lots of business consultants, so what makes your business unique? How do you separate yourself from others?
I think the main thing, one of the main things we deal with as consultants is the need to bring who we are to the table and just being authentic with that. I wouldn't dare to say, my product is so unique or, whatever it is so unique that it just puts me out there. But what I do bring that is unique is me. I have a unique way of looking at things. I have a unique discovery process, question and answer that, nobody else is going to bring to the table. I think that being able to be authentic with my business and having a genuine interest in seeing businesses become, successful and really achieve the goals that they intend to achieve is what's going to separate, is what separates me from anyone else.
Okay. And so we just had somebody else join us. Good morning. Who's just joined us?
Pierre D'Offerty.
Hey, Pierre. How are you?
I'm fine, Ken. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Pierre, why don't you introduce yourself? We have Rick Meekins on. So the question I want to ask you, Pierre, is what is it that you do? Please share your name your company, and tell us about what is it what's your business?
My name is Pierre D'Offerty, and I'm the CEO of the UpZig Company. We are a precious metal rare coin firm. We have a website, rarecoinhouse.com, and from that website we are able to talk about, educate, and sell precious metals, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, rare coins, and we also do mining in Africa and South America for gold and cobalt.
Okay, interesting. And so I'm going to ask Rick this question. How did you get into this business?
Norma Stanley.
Okay. Go ahead, Pierre. Go ahead, Pierre.
I'm sorry, what was it, Ken?
I tell you what, we'll wait on that question. We got Norma on. So, Norma, why don't you introduce yourself, your name your company, and what is it that you do?
All right. I'm Norma Stanley. Good morning. Norma Stanley, I'm president of NFS Communications, which is a public relations and multicultural marketing firm, where we specialize in showing corporations how to reach minority populations such as African Americans, Hispanics, and the emerging consumer, which is a disability consumer. And we also specialize in public relations, where we help companies generate awareness via the media. So that's pretty much what I do, and look forward to participating today.
Okay, and we're great to have you on. So I guess my first thing I want to do, I can do it. So, but let me have everybody do that again. And question I want to ask you guys is, please give your name your company, and what your passion is, and what is it that you do. And then I'm going to open up and see if anybody has initial questions for each other. So with that, we have Rick share his company. And make sure you give us your website also, everybody.
Okay.
So with that, go ahead, Rick.
Okay, great. Good morning, everyone. My name is Rick Meekins. I'm the principal business advisor at Epiphany Business Solutions. The website is www.epiphany.com. Epiphany is spelled A-E-P-I-P-H-A-N-N-I. My passion is, I'm sorry?
Yeah, you're coming in and out. We can correct that. Are you using a cell phone?
I'm using Skype with the Bluetooth.
Really? Okay, Skype's going to be kind of hard, but if you could, the Skype is coming in and out there. If another phone, if possible.
I'll call back in.
Okay, but we'll start with Pierre. So Pierre, why don't you introduce yourself, name, company, what is it that you get your website?
My name is Pierre DiOfferty. I'm the CEO of the UpZig Company, and we are a precious metal rare coin investment firm, as well as a mining corporation. What we do...
Okay, you're coming in and out. Can you...
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
I have you, but I guess I lost everybody else. This is Norma Stanley. Where did Ken go? Hello, Ken?
Hello, Ken?
No, I can hear you, but I can't hear him. Good question. Yeah. I guess we'll call back and see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
I don't either. Let's just try to call back.
All right.
Okay.
Rick Meekins.
I think my phone was going out. Hear a lot of static. So I apologize for that. Go ahead, Pierre.
Anyway, I was saying, my name is Pierre DiOfferty. I'm the CEO of the UpZig Company. We are a precious metal rare coin investment firm, and we also are a mining company with gold and cobalt mines located in Africa as well as in South America. My passion is all things precious metals, whether it be physical delivery, whether it be futures, options, mining stock, anything at all that involves precious metals and rare coins and mining. I just love all of it. Been doing it now for 21 years, and I just can't see myself doing anything else and having fun at the same time.
Okay, and it's great having you on the call. And your website is?
www.rarecoinhouse.com.
All right, excellent. Norma.
Yes?
Good morning. Why don't you introduce yourself for everybody?
Okay, I'm Norma Stanley, president of NFS Communications and Publishing. I've been in publishing for over 20 years, actually public relations. I've just got into publishing over the last two, as I'm a self-publisher. I published a book dealing with being a mother of a child with special needs, which has become my new passion, working with the disability community and sharing information with corporations about the effectiveness of reaching out to this community has become my passion and actually is leading to more wealth in regards to building business. And I have a lot of passions, but those are the ones that I'm focusing on right now, is writing more books and generating awareness about the disability community. Through my, you know, I'm a journalist. I have a show on Blog Talk Radio dealing with the disability community, and I'm getting a lot of interest from both corporate as well as general consumers and people who can relate to the whole issue.
Wow, that's excellent. That's excellent. And did you give your website?
Yes, Robert Joseph, who's generally on this call, has been very helpful in getting me to put up a new website, and it's very nice, and I've been getting a lot of compliments about it, and it actually is easier to manage and helps me to, you know, update the information I need to update on a daily basis.
And what's the website address?
It is NFS, like Norma Finella Stanley, NFSCOMM, like communications, but short, writer.com. So NFSCOMM, writer.com.
And what about your radio show? How do people access that?
Okay, it's called Exceptional People, Exceptional Lifestyle, and it's at blogtalkradio.com/Norma-Stanley. And, you know, you can Google me and get a lot of information about some of the things I do, some of the articles I've written. I also write a blog about being married.
Okay, all right, excellent. All right, and let me see. Rick, are you there?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay. Why don't you introduce yourself, your company, what you do, don't forget your website.
Okay, sure. Good morning, everyone. My name is Rick Meekins. My company is Epiphany Business Solutions. I'm the principal advisor there. What we do is we help people get in business and stay there. Basically, we go through three stages of business. We have the existence stage, the emergent stage, and the evolutionary stage, which is where we focus the majority of our work in planning, organizational planning, and strategic planning for companies. My passion is helping people get into business and really enjoy it and really get the most out of it. I've done this for about 10 years now. The company's about 3 years old. I've been a consultant for about 10 years inside and outside of other organizations, and I've opened and run a number of businesses of my own, working with Small Business Administration and other banking institutions. My website is www.epiphany.com, and Epiphany is spelled A-E-P-I-P-H-A-N-N-I.
Okay, excellent. And is there who else has come on the call that has not introduced themselves? Anybody else?
Hey, Ken, it's Robert.
Oh, Robert, how are you, Robert?
I'm doing well. How's everybody doing this morning?
Pretty good. All right. So we're introducing ourselves, Robert. Robert, what's your name? Name your company, what you do?
My name's Robert Joseph, and the company name is Glue Life, at least right now. We're actually in the process of rebranding it. But we do websites that actually allow you to grow with your business. We use a content management system that's easy to use and can easily be extended with adding, all of the new Web.2 features. So you actually can take control of your website and really make it expand to fit your needs.
Okay. And your website?
Glue Life.
How to reach you?
www.gluelife.com, G-L-U-L-I-F-E. And my phone number is area code 404-723-6660.
All right. Thank you, Robert. And he's the guy that I turn to when I have technology questions. He's the guy that helped me put together a couple websites. And now I understand the back end of things, and I can really work efficiently as Norman Stanley does now because of Robert's tutelage. So anyway, I'll introduce my company. Quickly, it's E3C Better Sales and Profits Now. E3C stands for Entrepreneurship, Empowerment, and Evolution, and the C stands for Connect, Collaborate, and Create. And what I pride myself on is being a sales and profit evangelist, I truly believe after your expertise, and even before your expertise, your most important skill is your ability to sell. If you can't sell yourself, your idea, your product, your service, you in fact don't have a business, because at the end of the day, someone has got to sell something to somebody. So it's critical that you improve your sales skills, create that unique sales selling system, and start making sales. After that, I show companies how to be profitable in their business. If you can't run your business profitably, then you won't be in business for very long. So that's E3C. You can check us out at Better Sales and Profits Now. That's Better Sales and Profits Now. Got a blog, a show, wiki, social online network, and I encourage everybody to check out the website and join. So with that, now everybody's introduced themselves. Who has questions or comments based on what was shared?
Rick? I have a question. Okay.
Go ahead, Norma.
Well, actually, I had a question for the person whose company is Epiphany. I was wondering where he got the name from and the interesting spelling.
the name was just something that someone kind of came to me, I guess you might say. Mm-hmm. I
it was an epiphany.
It was an epiphany, exactly.
Yeah.
It was just something I thought long and hard about. All the companies that I've started, I've always done just a unique spelling, so that's kind of my trademark.
Okay, pretty cool.
Well, that's a good question. So I want to ask that to everybody, because everybody has a unique name for the company, and Robert's thinking about rebranding his. So let's ask Pierre. Pierre, how did you come up with the name for your company?
It was my tagline. When I was growing up in New York, I was one of those graffiti artists who used to spray paint trains, and Upzig was my tag.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I'm from New York. I may have seen some of those.
Yeah. I used to graffiti trains with Iz and Upzig, and Iz didn't sound like a good name for a business for what we did, but Upzig, it fits, so we used it. So it literally.
But that's not Rare House Coins, though.
RareCoinHouse.com is the website that we put that's like the selling website. That's where we put the products that we sell and what have you. But the overall parent company, I guess, if you want to call it that, is Upzig.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Norma, where'd you come up with, what's the name of your company, and how'd you come up with it?
Well, my company, NFS Communications and Publishing, actually the NFS are my initials, but they also stand for Necessary for Success. And I added on the publishing, and because, I'm doing some self-publishing now. And actually starting to do some publishing for some other people. So that's what it stands for.
Okay. And Robert, Glue Life, as it is now, but it's changing. What was the story behind naming your company that?
We came up with that name because we were actually looking to build different applications that help people with handling their life. And so we were building applications that glued people's lives together. So we came up with the word Glue Life.
Okay.
And Norma, I got your message, and I'll take care of that today.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. So who else has questions or comments? I've got a little, and I think I got this from Norm, I believe. I want to share this with people and then ask the next question. But who else has question or comments based on what was shared with the group so far? Anybody else?
I've got a question for the guy that works with small businesses,
Rick?
The Epiphany Company. With helping small businesses start up, that's a wide range of things that small businesses need. What are the specific things that you do?
Specifically, I do the business planning. We work with them to create a strong business plan. And then what I do from there is a little bit of the project management. A lot of small business owners want to go through want to be more guided through the startup process than actually have someone go through and do that for them. If they need someone to go in and, you know, set up the accounting and set up, you know, different strategic partnerships, you know, with companies such as, I don't know, UPS or whomever, we can help them get started down that road. Just keeping in mind the limited funding that a lot of small businesses have, and we just try to be very conscientious of that.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Did you have another question, or?
So I guess it sounds like that your background was in accounting, or is that a misspoke?
My background is really in starting businesses.
Okay.
That's what I've done since I was, 14 or so.
Which leads to another question I'm going to ask in a few minutes, but that was a great question and great answer, Rick. And when people answer the question or ask a question, if you could give your name and name your company, that way we can keep it straight, and that's a good way to promote your company anyway. So thank you. Who else has questions or comments?
Well, I do have a question for Pierre. How long have you been in business, and how have you been communicating your story? Because I really think you have a very interesting story, particularly from, you know, your background as a what do you call it again? I just lost my train of thought. But, you know, what you did when you were younger in New York.
When I was in New York, you know, my thoughts then were to be in NYPD. I was going to be a New York City policeman, but I was too young at the time when I took the test to actually go into the academy. And by going to college, I was able to eventually get an internship with Shearson Lehman Brothers and work in the Chicago Pit. And the rest, as they say, is history. As far as how long I've been doing this, I've been doing this now for 21 years, and 19 of which have been with my own firm. But the way that I was able to get into this business and basically stay here was because I had people who really knew this business, and they knew this was a niche market that didn't have the cachet of stockbrokers in the stock market, but brought in more money per person on average than any of the other markets out there. And I stayed with it.
That's great. Well, see, that's a wonderful story. We'd like to tell it for you.
Okay. And don't forget, everybody, we answer the question, give your name and name your company, and you can add in your website, too, so we can keep track. Because when people come back and they list, they might not catch everybody's name in their company and their website. So anyway, who else has questions or comments based on the introduction?
Norma or Robert, this is Rick from Epiphany again. Do either of you do website advertising or internet advertising?
Yes. We do.
I do more of the... Go ahead, Robert. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you looking to increase SEO? Are you looking to increase visibility with AdWords? Are you looking to do social media and get known that way? Or what are you looking to do?
I think I really want to take a lead from you or someone like yourself. I've got a client that recently launched a book, and there's a few different ways that she can go with internet advertising. She's asked me to identify some people and get some quotes together for her. So let's make sure that we connect after this call.
Definitely, I think there are a lot of ways in which you could connect, and actually there are at least three people on the call that can help you. I know Norma Stanley, I don't want to speak for her, but she works with the disabled community, and they use the web a lot, so there's synergy there. And then also Ken does a lot of social networking and social media, and does interviews, radio interviews, as well as Norma does. So, you know, all three of us can help you with some guidance, and you can choose one or three of us.
Thank you. I guess I was looking more specifically at like AdWords and AdWord campaigns and things like that. Being
yes.
able to manage the analytics and all that good stuff.
Yep, we should definitely talk.
Excellent, excellent. So, yeah, definitely. You have to, the industry is changing. Business owners are now looking at their return on investment in terms of advertising, and that's a whole another topic to talk about. That traditionally, if you put an ad in the paper, radio, TV, magazine, people are not getting the return, and newspapers are going out of business. TV companies, stations, they're downsizing because the internet has had a profound effect on how we get our information. And so you need to harness that, and there's several different ways of doing it. Robert's talked about it, talked about a little bit, social media, new media, those kinds of things. But yeah, we can talk offline about that. So, okay. Great questions. I really think that advertising is a waste. You really need to develop networks. And as Robert stated last week, that's so critical. And then you need to have your own SEO, and that search engine optimization can be offline and online. And Norma definitely can help you with creating articles that speak to who, what this person does and how they do it. And press release or news releases is another option there. Anyway,
and it's all
there's
online.
Other stuff to talk about. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
online.
Yeah.
Well, what's your contact information?
Who, me?
No, I have your
phone.
Rick.
My phone number is 678-265-3908.
Okay.
And my email is R-M as in Michael, E-E-K-I, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, at Epiphany, spelled AEPIPHANNI.com.
All right, and give your client a test. Ask her three questions. One is, she puts her name in a Google search engine or any search engine, what kind of results she gets. Second, enter the keywords that describe her business, and note what results she gets. And then the third is, put her company in and see what kind of results she gets. If she is not above on the first page above the fold, she's really in trouble for her name. A lot of times people have the same name, so you really got to figure out a way to brand you. But those are three tests that you can give her, and that points to being searchable. And I make a point, I get this from Jeff Jarvis in his book, What Will Google Do? And he says, if you're not searchable, then you will not be found. It sounds kind of odd, but you've got to do things that create your digital image or your web presence. And if you're not doing that, when people search for that particular industry, company, or whatever, you're not going to come up. You're not going to get the business. They're not going to know who you are. And so they're not depending on AdWords. Matter of fact, 75% of the clicks come from organic searches. That comes from the things that you do, press releases and blogs and podcasts and articles and social networking stuff like Twitter and Facebook. So you've got to do those kinds of things. It takes time. There's ways of doing it, but that's what you have to do. If you put an ad in the paper, I mean, if you put an ad on Google AdWords, somebody's getting the money and they're making a great investment, and it's probably not you. So you have to really watch that kind of stuff. You know, and only 25% of the people that click it, they're high school age people, so you really want to deal with people that are, you know, graduates, and they're tapping into the organic search results. So, probably too much information that you wanted. Go ahead, Norm.
No, it's time for another question.
Actually, I learned all of that myself through Ken, and it has been invaluable to me. Now, when you pull up Norma Stanley, I'm on the first page of everything. Of disability marketing, I'm on the first page, and there are other companies doing disability marketing, not that many, but enough that
took
the competition, but I'm still in the lead, like in the first three companies that shows up on the page. You know, my Blog Talk Radio helps with the podcast and all that. I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Ken's his site, and you'd be surprised. I mean, my articles come up. Any article I've ever written anywhere, my blog comes up that I have on my website, as well as on Blog Talk Radio or any other blog I've ever written. Even comments that I've made on other people's mm-hmm. sites will come up. And I just love Googling myself. Every day I see something different.
That's wonderful. I'm really happy for you, Norma. So, you know, mastering the Internet, it does work. And I always say you have a choice. You can either have the Internet define you, or you can define your web presence on the Internet. That's right.
Wait,
any other questions, reflections on it? Go ahead. Norma, you were saying something?
That's it. Go ahead.
Okay. Any other reflections, comments?
How much time, Ichi, how much time do you spend with business development, I guess primarily on the Internet, since that's what we're just talking about?
Pierre, you want to answer that, and then we'll have Norm and Robert talk about it in an hour.
I'm sorry, what was the question again, please?
How much time do you spend, I guess, on the Internet developing your business, doing search engine optimization, writing blogs, doing a radio show, or, you know, whatever fits your model?
In our case, very little. I'm working with Ken right now to upgrade our presence in doing that, but up till now, we did very little work in that regard. Our business is such that I personally never really believed that it would be successful, and we were pretty much okay doing things the way we were doing them. Because we have salesmen who go to seminars as well as call on the phone, and we have radio shows and TV commercials. So I just looked at it and said, you know, is this going to be any better than what we're currently doing? So we've never really, up until now, done much with that particular medium.
What made the change for you? What made you say, hey, you know what, I'm missing the boat here. I need to make some serious investment.
Well, I won't say so much that we were missing the boat. It's just that 65% of our clients are international. And while we get, you know, do very big business with our international clients, the fact is we felt we were leaving some of the money on the table that we could get domestically. We were leaving it out there for other people to pick up, and for the most part, they weren't picking it up. So we decided to go ahead and get that money as well and put a few companies out of business along the way. So, you know, for now, that's where our interest in the SEO and website marketing and what have you, that's where it comes from. Our desire to get more of the local and domestic business, and like I said, put a few companies out of business.
So for planning purposes, have you said, hey, you know what, I'm going to invest, you know, a certain number of hours, or I'm going to hire someone, or What's your process there?
Well, like I said, it's a work in progress right now. We have not come to any final decisions on how we're going to do this. We're just formulating a plan now to go about doing it. For us, our website was primarily used as a means to legitimize our business, to let people know that we were a real company and that we weren't just somebody who was sitting down in our basement looking at the computer spewing out information that may or may not be true. So for us, the website was simply something to let people know, hey, we're real. And, you know, we're seeing that other companies, other businesses are able to get a fair amount of business. In some cases, some companies use the web completely. But as I've told Ken before, the websites and website marketing and SEO and what have you, it doesn't work the same for every company. Some businesses are geared more towards that, and other businesses are still basically look a man in the eye, shake his hand, and talk to him on the phone type businesses. So we're now in the process of trying to increase what we do to capture a little bit of a bigger audience.
Okay. Hey, Rick.
Yes.
This is Robert with Glue Life. I understand your question, and there's another way of looking at it. And the other way of looking at it is that you're basically creating your web presence as part of your marketing and actually also your delivery mechanism in some cases, so that it's not a matter of, well, how much time do you spend on the web, but how much time do you want to devote and how much resource do you want to devote to this marketing effort. And the nice thing about the web and what you're doing on it is that if you do it right, it becomes one part of the process that you're doing, as well as there's a lot of capabilities of repurposing the information. So, for instance, Ken does a really good job of it. You know, he has a radio show that he does, and Norma, they have radio shows that they do, but they also then take those radio shows and put them on their website or utilize them in other ways for training and stuff like that. So there's and then there's a ways of actually taking that information that you have on a radio show and then putting it, getting it transcribed very inexpensively, and then that also becomes, you know, could become an article and getting somebody to write an article from that. So there are a lot of different ways of attacking this monstrosity and really being efficient with it.
Understood. And it's, I mean, you know, just like you indicated, that all that was you know, part of what was along the line of my thinking, but you know, this actual work that's done as well. You know, Norma is a writer; she's writing. You know, I'm consulting and writing business plans and stuff like that. And I'm just thinking about like a typical day. You know, I'll put in, you know, I'll say, you know what, I'm going to block out 3 hours a day, and I'm going to write, or I'm going to work on a presentation, or, you know, whatever it's going to be. I just wanted to get a feel for what, you know, how much time other people were spending, you know, developing radio shows, doing talks like this, and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I think it varies. This is Norma, and I, like I said, I learned a lot of what I do know now from the guidance of Ken, but it has definitely been invaluable to me in that, you know, I was concerned about how much time it took. I actually at one time thought, you know, what a waste of time, but of course, I'm way past that now. But it, I spend, I think, about 2 hours a day on it, generally in the evening after I've done my sales calls and all of that. And I do write blogs, and I do all those kinds of things. I write a lot of articles about myself. What's up? What's new? I put those things on Facebook. I'm learning how to really talk about me, which is, used to be kind of hard, but you, whatever's new and exciting and just want to share. And some of it, you know, some of the things people share, especially on Facebook, to me is a waste of time. But there's certain things I think can really brand you. That you share, and like I said, I spend about 2 hours a day on it because, again, I have to prepare for my radio show, which is weekly, and not only do I invite guests and have them on every week, but I also write articles about them, which helps to promote the show as well as promote me, and also promote them, which make them want to do advertising with me. So there's different things that I'm learning how to do. I actually attended a seminar last night on this whole thing, and I got some really good information, additional information to how to maximize it even more. So, you know, you really kind of have to incorporate it into your marketing efforts for your business, period. Just earmark a certain amount of time. I like the fact that you can do it in the evening or, you know, whenever you have a free moment. I just make sure I do it as often as possible. And it's not necessarily every day, but, you know, because I'm a writer and because, you know, it just takes that type of period of time for me because I'm always writing something. But, you know, I think it's very valuable.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Well, this is Ken, and I'll wrap the question up with this. My answer is some people think that if you build a website, they'll come, and I don't think that's the case. The website is very important, but because I'm a sales guy, you've got to really put time in terms of selling. You know, Pierre talked about, mentioned this one in his answer, is that, you know, I have money hours that I want to spend, and it's pretty much 10 to 12, 12:30, I'm on the phone, and then probably 3:30, 3 o'clock to about 6:30, maybe even 7, I'm on the phone. And so it's critical for me to put in those calls asking decision makers, you know, do business with me. Anything else before, you know, maybe 8 or 9, I'm doing administration. Maybe I'm exercising during 12:30, 1 o'clock to about 2 or 3. I'm doing administrative stuff. And then after, you know, maybe 6:30, 7 o'clock, then I'm doing some administrative stuff, or I'm doing, you know, maybe some things that I just don't want anything to get in the way of me, my selling activity. So that's critical. I always do all my, a lot of the social stuff, networking stuff I'll do offline, but I do Twitter in between my meetings. So I need some background noise. If you can mute your phone by pressing *6, that cuts down that. Okay. So, but that's my answer, Pat. You really have to, don't spend your time too much on the social media, SEO stuff, if you can, or you can hire somebody to do that. But you want to focus on your sales activities. I say that you should have 20 points a day, 5 points when you have an appointment, 3 points if you get a referral, 1 point if you ask a decision maker to do business with you or ask an appointment. So anyway. All right, so Rick, hopefully that was a good answer for you.
Yes, they were. Thank you, everyone. I really appreciate your answers.
All right. Any other questions or comments? If not, I'm gonna get to. I think Norma gave this to me. It was a article that I found. I think Norma gave it to me, and it's just gonna get to it. I tell you what. Before we do, as we're doing that, let me ask the question, Robert. Anything new and exciting in technology? Let's make this a little technology corner. What's new and exciting as it relates to technology and business?
Hey, this is Robert at Glue Life, and there's always a lot of new stuff in technology. But one of the newest, neatest things that I saw is that if you're doing a magazine article, or a magazine or some type of PDF, there is a website called Issue, ISSUU, I think is the way they spell it, that allows you to put your magazine online, and it looks just like the magazine. It turns pages just like the magazine. It's really, really neat. To see an example of it, if you go to a website, swparenting.com, swparenting.com, that's for Southwest Parenting Magazine. They put their magazine on the web. It's free to use. And then if you want to not have advertisement, you can pay $19 a month, which is amazing. And the magazine looks really good. So
it's ISSU.com?
ISSUU.com, I think.
Okay. Let me check that out. Ooh, that was a good one.
Yeah, sure.
Any questions or comments on that?
Well,
I like
you
that.
Know, yeah, I've always, I have my newsletter I do on the website, but I do have an idea for a magazine, so that would work very well for me.
Ooh, I like that. I'm going to put that on this call when I upload this podcast, put that website in. Okay, great. As we wrap up, I think Norma gave this. It's called The Winner's Blueprint for Success. You remember this, Norma?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so I want to read this and recite it, because I think it's good. I have a question at the end of this. So it's called the Winner's Blueprint for Success. Believe when others are doubting. Plan when others are playing. Study when others are sleeping. Decide when others are delaying. Prepare while others are daydreaming. Begin while others are procrastinating. Work while others are wishing, save while others are wasting, listen while others are talking, smile while others are frowning, commend when others are criticizing, persist while others are quitting. That's by William Arthur Ward. So what I want to put out and share or a question I want to ask is, what are your words of wisdom of being successful in business? What are your words of wisdom if you want to be successful in business? And so, Rick, what are your thoughts?
I keep a number of motivational, thoughts or whatever around my office. A couple that always inspire me is one by Michael Jordan. He says, I failed over and over and over again in my life. That's why I succeed. And the other one is from Benjamin Franklin. No, not that one. The other one is by Vincent van Gogh. The fisherman knows the sea is dangerous and the storm is terrible, but they've never found these dangers sufficient reason to remain on shore. And it's I guess it's kind of the in a way it's like the entrepreneur's code. You know, it's you know, things are going to happen. You can't control your rarely control your circumstances. You might be able to influence it this way and that way, but you know, just keeping your head up, keeping your eyes moving forward, and just continuing to get up when things get rough or things seem to be impossible is just what we've just got to keep doing day in and day out.
Okay, really great. Norma, what are your thoughts?
Well, since I'm a writer, I have a few, but because I'm also creative, one of the things that I tend to say a lot is there's nothing more powerful than an idea whose time has come. And that's what I feel about this whole disability marketing thing. Its time has come, and I have a meeting with Coke coming up, and there's some opportunities that, you know, people are now interested in the emerging disability community, and it's the largest minority population in the nation, and corporations are starting to realize that that's another consumer they need to be going after. So, and it's a trend in the marketing capacity. So, you know, the time has come.
Wow. Okay, Pierre, what are your thoughts? Words of wisdom as it pertains to building and maintaining a successful business?
Well, I keep a quote again, Pierre D'Orfiti with the UBZIG company and RareCoinHouse.com. I keep a quote on my desk, and it says, it isn't easy to be frank with yourself, but if you wish to find your particular success in life, it is the most rewarding reaction of them all. And I keep that on my desk every day, because every day that I'm not doing what I know I can do or should be doing to move my business forward is a day that we lost ground. So the one thing that I tell everybody in my operation is, and I'm sure, Ken, you know something about this, the old Glengarry Glen Ross philosophy.
Oh, yeah.
Always be closing. And, you know, first place, you get the dinner. Second place, you get steak knives. And third place, you get fired. So I let people know every day that's the business that we're in, and that's what we do.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's my favorite movie. Glengarry Glen Ross.
Great movie.
Alec Baldwin. And as a matter of fact, I'm thinking about it. I'll probably send that out on the Twitter when he does his pep talk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good. Oh, I love that. Anyway, thank you. Robert, what's your words of wisdom as it pertains to being successful in business? He's probably on mute right now.
Yep, I just took off the mute button. You know, it's not so much words of wisdom, but it's a philosophy. And my philosophy is that, you know, life is a team sport, and we're all in this together, and we all can win. And, you know, that's the way I approach it, and that's the way I like to form alliances with businesses, you know, that we're all in this together, and let's do it, and let's everybody win and have the life that they want.
Okay. So I asked the question, words of wisdom. Anybody have any other thoughts on words of wisdom or specific questions based on what was shared on that question? If not, going once, going twice, going three times. A similar question I want to ask is, how did you all, I sound really Southern when I say you all, why did you decide to become entrepreneurs? What was it? What was that moment that you said, I got to be an entrepreneur? Mine was when I was an officer in the Navy, when I realized that I wasn't going to be captain of the ship, but I wanted to have my own ship, and the best way is to have my own business. And then another thing, as a paper boy making money, I said, I really like this. This is kind of fun. I think I was 12 or 13. So I want to ask you guys, what was it that happened in your life that decided for you that you wanted to become an entrepreneur, a business owner. So, Rick, and make sure everybody gives their name of the company, and if they want, their website also. So go ahead, Rick.
This is Rick Meekins at Epiphany Business Solutions, www.epiphany.com. I can't pick out a defining moment. I know that the same theme has been, I guess, ringing over and over in my life, and it was, you know, I'm not going to spend my life waiting on someone else. I'm not going to, you know, wait for someone to give me a job. I'm not going to wait for somebody to give me a promotion. I'm not going to wait for someone to give me an opportunity, but to just keep trying to pave my own way. And, you know, I mean, that was, I can remember, you know, learning how to ride a bicycle. You know, I didn't wait for my parents. It was, you know, get up there, you know, get out with my bike, or took the training wheels off, and then you know, got out there with my bike and just, you know, up and down the street. And my mother tells me she remembers it was getting dark, and I finally got it and was finally riding up and down the street. And that's just been my whole life.
Wow, I actually tore up my bike learning how to ride a bike. Anyway, because I was in the projects and we had chains that bordered the grass and whatnot. It was brutal. But anyway, thank you, Rick, for sharing. Norma, what are your thoughts on entrepreneurship? When did you decide that you had to be your own boss?
Okay, this is Norma Stanley, NFS Communications and Publishing, and it's NFSCOMMWriter.com, not .net. And for some reason, .net is showing up here, and we're going to fix that, but it's .com. I'm sitting here Googling myself again. but what actually precipitated my coming out on my own was my daughter. Being born with disabilities, I've always been in corporate America doing really wonderful. But, you know, as she got a little older, there's therapies and things I had to do, which, you know, some companies would understand and some didn't. And so I said, well, you know, this might be an opportunity to go out here and try it on my own. If I'm working that hard for somebody else, maybe if I worked that hard for myself, things would work. It was a scary proposition, but I'm glad that I went in that direction. And I think it was time at that time. And I've learned so much. And I'm learning something new every day, so, you know, we just keep moving forward.
Okay, excellent. That's good. Pierre, what are your thoughts on entrepreneurship? When did you decide that you had to become an entrepreneur in business?
I decided in the summer of 1990 when I looked at my paycheck and saw that I was only clearing a small amount of money for the amount of money I was bringing into the firm. And figured, you know, I can be broke on my own, or I could be rich on my own. Either way, I need to be on my own.
Right.
And that's what did it.
Wow. Okay. Robert Joseph, when did you decide to become an entrepreneur? You say after you got your doctorate in computer science?
No, actually, it started when I was about 8 or 9. I used to sell a bunch of stuff as a little kid. My dad was an entrepreneur. He owned a barbecue mom and pop store, and I started selling decorated matchboxes. This was when you could buy, you know, 5 matchboxes for I think 10 cents, and I would sell the matchboxes for each matchbox for 10 cents. I would decorate it with beads and other things, and sell them to the neighborhood. And it was an interesting little business, and I learned a lot from that, and, you know, been doing my own thing ever since.
Wow. Okay. Excellent. Okay. And we have a few minutes left, 5 minutes, and so what I want to do now is we wrap up. I'll try to jam this all in 5 minutes, and the question is, what'd you get out of this session? What'd you like about it? Other things that you tell us something that we don't know is a business factor of prediction, or if there's an event that you're doing that you want to let people know about, that's fine too. So, couple to end up, what'd you get out of the session? What connections did you make? Tell us something we don't know, a business factor of prediction, or there might be an event that you want to promote. So with that, Rick, you are on.
All right. This is Rick from Epiphany Business Solutions. I found this session motivational. I think I felt like you're really connecting with other business owners outside of a, I guess, a typical networking environment, lead generation environment was really good. You know, being able to just ask some frank questions about how other people do things was it's really good. You know, just for you know, in terms of how I measure out my day and try to get the most out of it and provide the most value for my clients. One thing I'm working on right now, it's really in the planning stages, but something I'm really excited about is we're going to start a series. A strategic partner of mine is going to start a workshop series. Probably going to start in February timeframe. What we're going to talk about is leaders in general and being very strong, very authentic leaders for organizations and being able to being equipped to make some decisions, you know, as the economy changes, as the marketplace changes, and you know, as business and doing business changes, being able to stay focused and clear on you know, some next things or you know, some basic organizational planning or even strategic planning for the organization. So, thank you again, everyone. I enjoyed speaking with you. This is Rick Meekins at Epiphany.
All right, and again, your website is
www.epiphany.com, spelled A-E-P-I-P-H-A-N-N-I.
All right, thank you. And who did you connect with? Who are you on connecting with after this?
I plan to connect with Robert, and yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about the website stuff, and I want to learn a little bit more from you, Ken, and you as well, Norma, and hopefully we'll do that very soon.
Okay, excellent, excellent. All right. Who's next? Norma.
Okay, Norma Stanley, NFScommunications.com, and what I'm working on right now, I actually have put together a workshop for my corporate potential clients and actually am finalizing potential workshops with my contacts at Ford, Kimberly-Clark, Coca-Cola, and Susan G. Komen, who are all looking to, you know, possibly incorporate the disability community in their marketing efforts. I'm also, as a result of my radio show, have been asked to participate in a radio show. Well, it's a in a way, it's almost like a syndication online, but they deal with the disability community internationally, and so I'll be doing the first and third Thursday of every month, I will be sharing my disability insights with this show that reaches something like 10 million people with regards to, you know, all over the country, 174 countries, I think it says, but anyway. That's where I start actually next week.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
When you're unique, things happen. You stand out, you do something no other person is doing, and it brings attention to yourself, and you can reap the benefits of that.
So, yeah, it's pretty
excellent,
cool.
Excellent. And who do you intend on connecting with after this?
Everybody. Well, you know, I'm really fascinated with Pierre because I love a good story. I love telling a good story, and just about everybody here actually, I think, has a great story that I'd like to share on my show. The show is not necessarily just about the disability community. It's really to share anything that could impact the nation's multicultural community, which encompasses, you know, every race, every socioeconomic boundary, every sexual orientation. It covers everything. So whenever there's a good story, I just like to tell it. So I'd like to talk to everybody about how we can get you guys on my show.
All right, and did you share your website?
Oh, the show is Exceptional People, Exceptional Lifestyles, and it's blogtalkradio.com/Norma-Stanley. And, you know, you've heard my business website a few times. Just Google me.
All right.
You're fine.
And okay, good. All right. And Pierre, who did you connect with? What did you get out of this session?
Pierre D'Offerty, with CEO of the UpZig Company, and our website is www.rarecoinhouse.com. And what I got out of this session is what I continue to get every week, and that is to learn something new about somebody else's business and find out exactly how they're doing their business to be successful now as well as in the future. As far as connecting, you know, I feel like I connect with everyone because we all have something in common. We all have a business that we want to promote and move it forward. And that's what I like to listen to are the stories of those who are doing it as opposed to talking about it elsewhere.
All right, well said, well said. And again, your website is?
It's www.rarecoinhouse.com.
All right, excellent, excellent. And Robert, what are your thoughts? Who would you connect with?
Hey, Ken. Really want to connect with Rick. I think there's not only some synergies there, but there's some other people that would be good for him to know, too. If he doesn't already know him, he probably does. And I really enjoy these conversations. It's always good to hear more about what's going on. One of these days I'm going to be buying some rare metals, so it's good to... It's good to know where there's a source. I think it's a great business. And, you know, Norma and I have connected on many calls, and we are working with her on our website, so we're excited about that. Mm-hmm. And, Ken, it's always a pleasure talking with you.
All right, same here. But, all right, so that is it. I want to remind everybody that I will, as soon as this is over, as soon as it's ready, I will send an email out, and you can download the show, and I will put it up within the next couple of days. Getting rave reviews. This is one of the favorite shows that I put up, and it gets downloaded a lot. So anyway, so again, ETBC stands for Entrepreneurship, Empowerment, and Evolution. C stands for Connect, Collaborate, and Create. And ETBC is a sales and profit and business development company. We do have a blog. You can check us out on www.bettersalesandprofitsnow. That's www.bettersalesandprofitsnow. Always looking for interesting stories and subjects. So if you want, please contact me and you can be a guest on the show or contribute to the blog. And if you want to join our network, which is My Business Community, give me a call, send me an email. So with that, thank you very much, everybody. Go make that sale, be profitable, have a great week, and let's do this again next Tuesday at 8.
Okay, have a great day.
All right, have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.